We're on the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're continuing with the Machlokes on Daf Yud Amud Beis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. In the original formulation, Reish Lakish was quoted as saying that a ketana who's less than 12 doesn't have a chatzer. And that would mean that if her husband threw a get into a chatzer, she would not be megureshes. If she doesn't have a chatzer, then she, ipso facto, doesn't have dalad amos as well. Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, that a ketana has a chatzer and she has dalad amos. The Gemara raised an objection on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis to Reish Lakish, the way we formulated Reish Lakish. How could it be that Reish Lakish maintains that a ketana does not have a chatzer, does not have a kinyan dalad amos? After all, we have a braisa that says that if the baal puts the get into the chatzer of a ketana, is eli eli yada gaga chatzer of karfifa minayin, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk, the braisa quotes a pasuk, and from that pasuk we learn that it can be placed into her chatzer. Apparently, the chiddush of this yalfusa is to establish chatzer as yad. Eli el yada, chatzer is also yada. Again, if it's midin shlichus, we wouldn't need this pasuk. So in any event, we've established clearly from this braisa and the drasha of the braisa that chatzer is mishum yad, which means therefore that a ketana, insofar as she has a yad leget, nobody questions that premise. Ipso facto, she also has a chatzer. So how could Reish Lakish say that if the get was delivered into a chatzer and she's a ketana, she's not megureshes? And at this point, the Gemara switches and reformulates Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish agrees that as far as get is concerned, a ketana has a chatzer because chatzer is mishum yad. A ketana has a yad, and if she has a chatzer, the machlokes between Reish Lakish and Yochanan is with regard to mitzia. Can a ketana be kona a mitzia in her chatzer if the mitzia went into a chatzer? And the question is whether yalfina mitzia miget. Once in get, we've established that chatzer is mishum yad, and therefore it's effective even for a ketana. Can we now equate mamon, in this case mitzia, with get? According to Reish Lakish, we don't have any right to do such a thing. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yalfina mitzia miget. But Reish Lakish says, Lo yalfina mitzia miget. So the original formulation of Reish Lakish that there's no chatzer for ketana whatsoever, period, whether it's get or mitzia, that has to be rejected. And in the new formulation, Reish Lakish agrees that chatzer mishum yad for ketana operates with regard to get, but Reish Lakish is unwilling to go the next step and derive mitzia from get, and therefore, if a mitzia falls into the chatzer of a ketana, she is not kona. Iboy Seima, now we're on the second line here on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. This is a brand new formulation, a substitute formulation of Reish Lakish. And everybody agrees, even Reish Lakish, that the alfina and mitzia miget, which means that in the case of a ketana, she has a yad in get, v'nosam biyoda, chatzes mishum yad, as we saw, ein li el yoda, chatzera minolon, and we derived from the extra pasuk v'nosan mikomakom, that she has a chatzer as a yad, to be makabel a get. Now we're going to derive mitzia from get. Is biktana kuliamalo plig the alfina miget. But according to this formulation, hacha bekatan kamiflgi, there is in fact machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding chatzer, but that's with regard to a katan. Marsav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, yalfina and katan miktana. Once the Torah is established that chatzer has a din of yad, and that operates with regard to a katana, then we should apply the same logic and derive the same halacha to katan. He too will have chatzer mishum yad. And therefore, cotton has a kinyan chotzer, he has a kinyan dalet amos. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. Mar sover, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that lo yalfinon cotton miktano, that although the Torah in the parasha of Get had a ribui to teach us that she, the ketana, has not only a yad but a chotzer, however, that doesn't give us the right to derive katan from ketana. And even though we have chotzer midim yad in isha, in the case of a ketana, however, beish, chotzer is mishum shlichus, and since a katan doesn't have shlichus, therefore he doesn't have chotzer. That's the opinion of Reish Lakish. Ibai Sam, the third answer in the Gemara, the third formulation is there is no machlok. Smar omar chad omar chad velo pligi. In other words, they both agree that we derive mitzia from get. Ketana certainly has a chotzer, just like she has a yad, and we're going to derive mitzia from get. So everyone, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, agree that as far as Ketana is concerned, she has a chotzer, and therefore Dalet Amos to be koneh straight across the board, whether it's get or mitzia, without exception. However, we're not going to derive cotton from ketana. When Rabbi Yochanan said that a ketana has a chotzer, he was referring to ketana exclusively. When Reish Lakish said that there is no chotzer, he was referring exclusively to cotton. Is mar omar chadu, mar omar chadu v'lo pligi, there is no machlokas between the two. And what it means is, and this is according to Rashi's second pshat, we'll come in a minute to Rashi's first pshat, and this is the Rashi Dibra Maskel Mar, that you'll see he has two different interpretations of the final conclusion of this Gemara. And according to the second interpretation, everybody agrees that a woman can be kona with the chotzer, not only a get, but also a metziah. And that's as far as ketana is concerned. Therefore, she also has dalet amos. Everyone agrees that as far as an ish is concerned, chotzer works mitam shlichus, and therefore there's no chotzer for katan. And Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan were both saying two different things. When Reish Lakish said ketana ein lo chotzer ein lo arba amos, he didn't use the word katan. We're going to have to interpret that since katan has a kinyan chotzer only if we derive it from ketana, that's what Reish Lakish means, ketana ein lo chotzer, meaning ketana doesn't have a chotzer for purposes of teaching the halach of chotzer, establishing chotzer for a katan. Now, we go back to Rashi's first pirush. Let's read the words of Rashi. He says, Mar sovar lo yalfinon, Isurim Amon. Okay, that we saw before. And Mara Machada, Reish Lakish, Omar Le'inyan Mitzia, Verb Yochanan Le'inyan Get. In other words, everybody agrees that although the Torah teaches us that Chotzer Mitam Yad, and it operates in the case of a Ketana, because she has a Yad, therefore, ipso facto, she has a Chotzer. That's only as far as get is concerned. But everybody agrees that lo yalfinon mitzia miget. And that means that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that although a ketana has a chotzer for get, she doesn't have a chotzer for mitzia. Umaro marchad, umaro chad lo pligi means that Reish Lakish was talking about mitzia, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about get. The Ran seems to reject Rashi, and he writes that you cannot accept the first pshat of Rashi and make this distinction between Metzia and Get, because if that be the case, then this answer of the Gemara, which seems to be the final answer, is Shaloka Halacha, it's against Halacha. Because then it turns out that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a Ketana has a Chotzer and Dalet Amos for get, but not for mitzia. If you look in Gittin on Daf Ayin Chesem Beis, Shmuel makes a statement, and we paskin like Shmuel, that if the get has been placed in a location where she can take the get, she just has to bend down and take the get, then she's Megureshes. But obviously in the case of Arba Amos, she cannot bend and stretch to the end of the Arba Amos. So then, if Chatzim Mishum Yad, in the case of get, and therefore Arba Amos operates as Chatzir, why does Shmuel say that she's only Megureshes through Yad and through the fact that she can bend down and take the get and not through Arba Amos? According to Rashi's second shot, it works a lot better, because Rashi in his second Pirush, he writes, Inami Mara Markotan Umara Ketana, that as far as Ketana is concerned, she has Chotzer, she has Dalet Amos, but that's only as far as Metzia is concerned. As far as Get is concerned, she doesn't have Dalet Amos. Rabosa, we start the new Mishnah now, and we're going to have a major Machlokas Rishonim here as we begin this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ra Osan Ratzim Achar Metzia, the owner of the field sees people that are eager to catch on to a bird or a deer, some sort of hefker that is in their sada, and they're trying to get a hold of it. There's this mad rush. Achar Tzvi Shavur, we have a case not only of an object that's located in we'll call him Ruvain's sada, but not only that, we have an animal, in this case a deer, but the deer has a broken leg. Or Achar Gozlos Shaloparchu, we're talking about young birds that still haven't developed to the point where they could fly. The Omar and the Bala Sada declares, Zachsa Li Sadai, my Sada should acquire ownership over this Metzia on my behalf, is Zachsalo. And why is that? Because as far as this object is concerned, we have what we call a Chatzer Mishtameres, meaning the Bala Chatzer has access to the object through his Chatzer. However, the Mishnah continues, Hoya Tzvi Ratz Kidarko, O Shahayu Gozos Mafrichim, Viomar Zachsali Sodi, Lo Amar Klum. In this case, since the Tzvi is running at a rapid pace, or the Gozos are flying around, the Bala Soda cannot be Zoche, neither in the Tzvi nor in the Gozos, through his Soda, because they might fly away. He doesn't have the ability to grab onto them. And that's like the case of a Metzia in Rishus Sarabim. In Rishus Sarabim we saw that in order to be Zocha, you have to actually grab on, you have to be toe-faced the object. Here in this case, even though the bird or the Tzvi is technically in the Sod of the Baal, but nevertheless, it's like it's in Rishus Sarabim. He has no way of grabbing onto it. And here we have a machlokas how to read this Mishnah. Tosis is unwilling to read the Mishnah and interpret it literally, that only if the Baal HaSod declares verbally, Zachzali Sodai, only then is he Kona. Tosis wants to insist that the Bala Sadek be Zochen and Metziah even without declaring Zachzali Sadeh, because we have Halach of Chatzerish al Adam, Konelo, and there never was a stipulation, a condition, that Chatzero shall Adam Konelo if and only if he makes a declaration. But then you have to ask yourself, why did the Mishnah say Omar Zachzali? And that's because of the Seifa. The Chiddush of the Seifa is that in the case of Tzvi Ratz Kedako, even though he said Zachzali is not Kona. So this is all the Shita of Tosus here, Dibra Maschil, Zachza, which you'll see on the top, the second Tosa on top of the Omid. But the Rambam, in Ilchus Gzeilu Vaveda Per Yud Zayin says, and the Ran here also, and many other Rishonim, that Tosus is incorrect. The Mishnah says Omar Zachzali, and that's Bedafka. Only if and when that condition is filled, and the Baal HaSod declared Zachsali Sode, then he's Kona. If he doesn't say so, if he didn't make this declaration, even though he's standing next to his Chatzer, he wasn't Zocha in the Metziah. And the Ran explains that the Gemara is going to interpret that our Mishnah is referring to a Chatzer She'eina Mishtameres. It's an open Chatzer, it's not fenced around. And therefore we need Ome Betzad Chatzero Betzad Sadeh in order to make it into Mishtameres Al Yodo. If he didn't declare Zach Soli, then Eino Misora Lizkos Bahen. He's not interested at this point, that not aware of the fact that, you know, he want, or he's not conscious of his own will, or he hasn't expressed his own will of being Zocha through his Shimur. And if we need his Shimur as active participation in this case, because it's a Chatzah She'eina Mishtamer. Again, if it's a Chatzah Mishtameres, is Chatzer Shal Adam Zocha Lafilu Shalom Yidaiti, he doesn't have to know about it. But in the case of a Chatzah She'eina Mishtameres, we need his active participation, Omei B'tzatzadeh, to make it into a Chatzah Mishtameres. Now it's a Chatzah Mishtameres. Okay, why were you standing next to the Chatzah? Are you interested in being Kona, something that could fly away, that could be Boreach, and you have to actively watch that object in order to make this Chatzer capable of acquiring ownership on this object on your behalf? And what gives the Shmira it's your interest in being Zoch in it? Kishomer Zochzali Misorer, says the Ran, Liknos Vinasim Shmurim Al Yoda. So the Gemara really understands, according to the Ran, that he has to declare Zochzali Sadeu. And the case is that, again, he sees people running after this Metziah, now he wants to be Konit, even if it's a Chatz Shenu Shtamers, but he's supplying the Shemur by being Omei B'tzad Sadeh. Now he has to express his Kavana to grab on and acquire ownership over this object before anybody else. And therefore you need Zoch Soli Sadeh. So again, there are three possible ways of understanding Zoch Soli Sadeh. Either it's Lav Dafka, it's only to tell you a Chiddush in the Sefer, and that would be the Shita of Tosus, that a Baal HaChatzer can be Kona the Chatzer without declaring Zoch Soli Sadeh. The other possibility is to say that Eino Chinami, in the case of a Chatzer Mishtameres, we don't need Zoch Soli Sadeh, because the Shmira is objective. But our Mishnah is talking about a Chatzer She'eina Mishtameres. The Shmira is supplied by the Baal HaChatzer, and he has to declare Zoch Soli Sadeh to indicate that he is actively guarding this object within his Chatzer for the purpose of being Zochen. And the third possibility is that the reason why we need Zoch Soli Sadeh, that declaration, is because other people are obviously running to try to be Zochen, and he has to indicate that he wants to be Zoche and cut them out. He wants to get first divs at this Metziah, and he has to do so by declaring Zoch Soli Sadeh. Otherwise, if he doesn't say it, then we assume he's Mochel, and he's letting the other people grab onto it. Now, there's another important point here that we're going to see in Rabbi Yehuda as soon as we start the sugya, and that is that although we saw in the Mishnah that a person who owns a sada can be kone a metziah in his sada, again, if the metziah is not able to fly away and run away, it's ein yichol levroach. And again, we saw that he declares Zoch Soli Sadeh. Is this always the case, that a man can be Zocha through his Sadeh? Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Shmuel, V'husha Omei B'toch Sadehu. Now again, I don't know what the words B'toch Sadehu mean. Again, there's a certain ambiguity. And this is going to be another controversy. The Ritva, for example, is of the opinion that he doesn't have to be standing inside his sada, according to Yehuda. It's enough if he's standing outside the sada, he's doing shmira outside. However, there's a Magid Mishnah in Perek Yud Zayin Hilchos Gzeilah Aveda that writes that he has to be standing bifnim, inside the sada. It's not enough that he's standing on the outside of the sada. And the question is why? Why does the Magid Mishnah require that he has to stand inside the Sada? And the Nesiva says that what's the issue here? What's the problem, the deficit of a Chatzah Shenim Shtameres? That's because the Chatzah has to be a Shliach. And it could only be a Shliach in the case of a Chatzah Mishtameres. And a Chatzah Shenim Shtameres, the Chatzah is not his Shliach. And therefore, he has to be Zocha in this Mitziah Midin Yad, because Shlichus is out of the question. But Yad only applies, as we're going to see later on in Asugya, Bismucha. So therefore, he has to be Omed Bitzad Chatzero Mibifnim when he stands inside his Sada. It's like the whole Sada now becomes his Yad. If he's standing outside the Sada is not his Yad. And again, Shlichus is excluded because it's a case of a Chatzah Sheinu Mishtameres. Unless it's a Chatzah Mishtameres, it's not Shlichus. A Chatzah serves as a Shliach if it's Mishtaber B'Shvilo, because what is the Chatzah doing on behalf of the Bailim? It is watching, guarding the object. But if it's any Mishtameres, that's not Shlucho. It could be Yad, but for that we need Omed Bifnim. That's the Shita of the Magid Mishnah. V'tikne lei sadeu. The Gemara asks, I don't understand. Why can't his sada be kona, even if he's not omei b'tzad sadeh? D'yom Rab Yossi, Rab Chanina, chatzeru shal onam, kona lo shlomi daito. You don't even need yediyah. He doesn't even have to know that some object has fallen into his chatzer. The chatzer is kona on his behalf, period. So what do you need omei b'tzad sadeh? His Hani Mili, says the Gemara, to defend Rabbi Yehuda. When is it true that the Chatzah could operate on its own, independent of the Bailim? We don't need the Bailim's active participation, Ki Uzeh. That's in the case of a Chatzah Mishtameres, which means a Chatzah that was fenced on all sides. No one could go in there and take objects that fall there. And there's going to be a Machlokas, Rishonim, what exactly is it enough in order to make the Chatzah Mishtameres to simply have fences that are closed and circle the entire Sada, or do we have to go a step further? We need Ne'ila, meaning locking the door. Rashi in Masechet Kiddushim Emdalon Amid Beis seems to be of the opinion that a Chatzah Mishtameres means that the Bailim are Posech V'Noel. They have the ability to lock and unlock the gate. But if you look in the Nesivis, once again, he writes that if the Chatzer is Gedura, it is fenced all around, then you don't need Ne'ula. I mean, this is reminiscent of the famous Machlokas regarding the Lords of Yichud. I don't mean to compare them, where there's Halacha of Pesach Pasuach Lishus Arabi. And that's a matir of Yichud. The question is, what if the door is closed but it's not locked? Does that make it into a private place, and therefore there'd be an Issa Yichud? Or it's only if they're not only together in a private place, but they also lock the door. That's called a Deles Ne'ula, or alternatively, a Deles Segura Aval No Lo Ne'ula. But here also we have Machlokas between Rashi and Kiddushin as to whether or not a Chatz has to be Ne'ula. Says Rashi, yes, in order to qualify as a Chatzah Mishtameres, the Mafteach is in the hands of the Baal Bais. The Nesiva says that no, you don't need Ne'ula. Right, a Chatzah does not have to be Ne'ula in order to make it into Mishtameres. It has to be Segura, it has to be fenced around and closed, but there's no need to do the actual Ne'ila, and that's a word that's very important these days, Ne'ila. So what do we have now? Let's just make a quick overview, a summary. We know that our Mishnah is talking about a Chatzer She'eino Mishtameres, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda qualifies our Mishnah when and only when can the Bailim be Kona the Metziah in their Sada. That's only its Omed Bitzad Sadeu. And Omed Bitzad Sadeu, we said, according to one sheet at least, means inside Bifnim, and that makes the Chatzer into an extension of the Bala Chatzer, and it becomes Chatzer Mishum Yad. And if it's Chatzah Mishum Yad, and we don't need Mishtameres. Mishtameres is a precondition for Chatz Mishum Shlichus. But now we're operating in the case of Omei Betzad Sadehu of Chatz Mishum Yad, and that completely circumvents the need for Shlichus. It becomes a Chatzer without Mishtameres, without Shlichus. It's a Chatzer She'edo Mishtameres, which means it's actually open and accessible to all. Now, when he stands Betzad Sadehu, let's say if we go like that Shita, not the Magmish, but the Ritva, that it doesn't matter whether he's inside the Chatzer or outside the Chatzer, we're gonna establish that even if he's outside the Chatzer, he is Samuch to the Chatzer, and insofar as he's Samuch to the Chatzer, his Amida makes that Chatzer into a Chatzer Hamishtameres. The Rush again, as we saw the Svara before, says that a Chatzer Shein Mishtameres cannot serve as Shlucho Shel Adam. A person doesn't want to leave, you know, his chafatzim in the hands of a shliach hefker, as if it's Einam Mishtam, it's open to everyone. But a Chatzer Shein Mishtameres, by default, can be Konami Din Yad, but for that we need Yado Shel Adam Smuchalo. And therefore you need Omid Vitzad Sadeu. According to this, it's not that the Amida B'tzad Chatzeru makes the Chatzer, it converts and transforms the Chatzer to Chatzer Mishtameres. We don't have to go that far, because we're operating Midin Yad, and we don't need Chatzer Mishtameres. Aval Chatzer Sheinu Mishtameres, the Omei B'tzad Sadehu in V'i Lo. And here, the reason why Shmuel understands that our Mishnah is referring, or Rabbi Yudam or Shmuel understands that our Mishnah is referring to a Chatzer Sheinu Mishtameres, and then you have to add the proviso that he's Omei B'tzad Sadeh, why not interpret the Mishnah as a Chatzer Mishtameres, and you don't need Omei B'tzad Sadeh. But the answer is, we're talking about a Sada. A Sada is not like a Chatzer. A Chatzer is always fenced around. A Sada is always open, or generally speaking, open. And therefore, Shmuel says you need Omei B'tzad Sadeh in the case of an open field. The Gemara now asks, "Umina Temra the Chatzer Sheinu Mishtameres e Omei B'tzad Sadehu in the e lo lo." What is the source in the Torah for requiring Omei B'tzad Sadehu in a Chatzer Sheinu Mishtameres? The Sanya, and we're going to derive this from the Parsha in Ki Teitze of Matnas Aniyim, specifically Peah or Shichacha. But before we see that, let's just reiterate the most important point here, that we're looking for a source in the Torah for this concept of Omei B'tzad Sadehu. Meaning, if the Chatzer is lacking, it's deficient, and as we said before, since it's Einam Mishtameres, it cannot serve as his Shliach, because why would he give an object into the hands of the shliach in such a way that the shliach doesn't grab onto it and protect it, and anyone, kol dichvin, anyone could come along and take it. But when it's a chatzer she'eino mishtameres, that cannot function as, in the capacity of shlichus, it can function as a yad, but only if he's omei b'tzad sadehu, that's going to make the chatzer into a yad. And the source for that is in the mitzvah and the dinim of shichacha. Shichacha, again, the Torah says, ki tiktzar, ktzircha, besadecha, v'shachachta, omers, besadeh, lo toshuv l'kachto l'gerv l'yosom, l'almona yiyeh, which means that if the owner of the sadeh or his polim have forgotten an omer, right, a bell of, let's say, hay or whatever it might be, so therefore, that forgetfulness, if it was forgotten, again, either by the Baal Sod or by the Polim, that creates a Chal Hashem Shichacha, which means it becomes Momen Aniyim. And this means that at the time that they are collecting the Omrim, they left one of the Omrim, one of the bales behind. Or, for example, perhaps they didn't cut off all of the tefuah that was growing there, they left a little bit of kama, at the time of the harvest, and that also is shichacha. The Baal HaBayis has to leave the shichacha for the aniyim. He has to open his field in such a way the aniyim can have access to the shichacha. But he himself, the Baal HaBayis, is not allowed to go back and retrieve his shichacha once he forgot it. And this halach of shichacha applies not just to the Baal HaBayis' shichacha, but even to the Poalim's shichacha, which reminds us of the sugya of Poalim that we had yesterday about Yad Poal ki Yad Baal HaBayis. But I don't know if we have to necessarily introduce that. So the Gemara now quotes a brisa that deals with shichacha, and specifically the shichacha of the Poalim, in order to establish that in the case of a chatzer, in order for the chatzer to be kona, you need a chatzer mishtameres, or alternatively a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, but omed bitzad sadeh. So what's the case of the brice? Hoya omed ba'ir. The Baal Sod is not even in the vicinity, in close proximity to his field that he owns, his sada. Vi omer, and he makes a declaration. And he says the following: Yodeani sha omer sheyesli besade polim shachachu. I'm fully aware of the fact that the polim forgot to collect one of the omrim. The polim forgot to collect one of these bales, and that's what the Baal HaBayis knows. Is lo yeshikha. He wants to be zoche, the Baal HaBayis wants to be zoche in this bale, he doesn't want it to be shichacha. And we're going to soon see that this means that even if later on he himself, the Baal HaBayis, forgets it, it doesn't matter, but initially he was very much aware of the omer, and not only that, he was aware of the fact that the poalim left it behind, he got all tzuyuzhud, and he made sure to make a declaration, I don't want this omer to be shichacha. Is yachol lo yeshichacha? I might think that in such a case, since the Bailim, the Baal HaSod, wants to be zoche in the shichacha, the shichas hapolim, I might think that it's not shichacha, because we have sort of a conflict here, a tug of war between the polim who forgot it, this omer, and the Baal HaBayis who's saying, I don't want this omer to be shichach. I want it for myself. I need it for business purposes. So I might think that, in fact, this is not shichach. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, I'll read the entire Pasuk, Ki siktar k'tzircha besadecha, v'shachachta omer basadeh, lo sashuv lakachto lager leyosem almona yiyeh. Now, what exactly do we see in this pasuk? The pasuk says, "V'shachachta Omer basode." So the brisa darshins the following: basode v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir. That the dinim of shich apply only basode, but not ba'ir, which seems to indicate that no din of shichacha when the Baal HaBayis is ba'ir. That seems to be the derivation from this pasuk, basadeh v'lo ba'ir. But yet, before the Talmud Lomar was quoted, the Braisa says, lo yehe, yachol lo yehe shichah, meaning I want to establish that it is shichah. And here we're talking about a case of what? Haya omer ba'ir. So the Gemara says, ha'gufa kashi, in other words, before you quote this price as a raya and establish that chatz shenim shtameres only operates and is only effective if he's omer b'tzad sadehu. Let's wait a minute before you derive conclusions of this price to make some sense out of the price. So maybe the price is unreliable. It's a shabeshta. Amrit, you said in the price yochel lo yehe shich. I might think that if the Baal HaBayis is not at his sod, but he's in the city, it's not shichacha. Alma, from the word yachol, you see that the point of this price is to establish that havi shichacha, that there is such a thing as shichacha even though the Baal Bais is in the ear. V'nasiv le'gemara, and the Braisa brings a raya from the pasuk b'sadav shachatav lo be'ir to teach me that there is no shichach alma lo avishicha. There's no shichach in the ear. It's got to be b'sadav shachata. Elolav, we have no choice in order to reconcile this Braisa and make it, you know, give it some integrity. We're going to have to explain it thusly. That hachikomer, basode, meaning if he, the Baal Bais, the Baal Sode, is in the Sode, and now he says that the Omer that was forgotten by the Polim, I don't want it to be Shikha, is then Shacho Meikara, since the Baal Bais initially forgot about this Omer, and then the Polim forgot about this Omer, Havi Shikha. That is a valid Shikha, and he's not allowed to come and take it for himself. But if the Omer was Zachur, the Baal Bais knew about the Omer, Ulubasof, and later on it became Shachuach, because the Polim forgot it, is En Shichacha. What does it mean, En Shichacha? In this case, where the Baal Bais was aware of it initially, and later on the Polim forgot it, that's not Shichacha. My Taima, the Kema, the Koi Gabei, since the Baal Asod is standing next to his field and he's saying Omer Sheshachu Polim Lo Yeh Shikha is Havile Chatzero Vizoxale, his Sode is Zoche in this Shikha on his behalf, because again it was Mikara Zachur. If it was Shachuach Mikara, then that itself is Shikha. But if it was Zachur Mikara, then at that point, we have to reconcile the apparent steer in this price, because what's the deal in a case where the Baal Hasode is in the city, but he wants to be Zocha in the Shikha that the Polim forgot about? And on that, we have a steer in the price, because the price starts again, as we said, Yochel Lo Yeh Shikha, implying that it is Shikha, and we recognize and validate the Shikha as a Polim. And on the other hand, the pasuk itself seems to indicate that there's no shikha ba'ir, that if the Baal is outside of his sod, he's in the city, there is no shikha. And the only way of reconciling it is by talking about a case of shachuch meikar as opposed to zachar ulbasof shachach. And let's understand how these two cases splinter off in the case of Shachuach Meikara, where the Baal was originally in close proximity to his Sada. Let's see, he's Omed Basada, and he declares that I don't recognize the Shichas Apolim, the owner of the Sada has first dibs, you know, he has the superior position, Yodo Al Yona, and therefore the din is as follows. If he was Zachur, if initially he was aware of the existence of these Omrim, he did not forget about them, And then, although he left it in the field, Midas, later on, he forgot about them. And it's possible that when it says here, Ulubasof Shachach, it means the Polim forgot about it. And in that case, that's not considered shichacha. So when are we recognizing and validating the shichacha? That's in the case where the Baal Bais, the Baal Asada, initially forgot about the Omer, and later on, the Polim forgot about it. He now wants to claim ownership over the and rescind the shichacha, as opposed to the case where he initially was aware of the existence of the Omrim. He deliberately left it in a certain place. And at the end, it became Shachuach through the Polim. And in that case of Zochel Abisov Shachuach, Ein Shichacha. The Omer does not have the Chal Shem Shichacha. My Taima. Why is there no din of Shichacha in this case of Zochel Abisov Shachuach? They came in the Koi Gabei, Havilei Chatzero Vizochseleh. Since he himself, the Baal Asod, is Omer Vitzad Sodeu, and he declares Omer Sheshachu Polim Lo Yeh Shikha, and he himself, the Baal HaSod, had no shechacha, is Havilei Chatzer V'Zochzalo. That his Sod is Zoch in the Omrim. So there's no possibility for the Aniyam to be Zoch in the Omrim. But that's all because he, the Baal Bayis, is Omi B'Tzad Sodeyu. However, if the Baal HaSod is Ba'ir, and then he declares Omer Shachu Polim Lo Yeshikha, then even in this last case of Zohar, Ulevasov Shachuk, initially the Baal Bayis, the Baal Sodah, was aware of the Omrim and deliberately knew about them, then even though it was Zohar Meikara, nevertheless Havi Shikha. Why? Because at the end of Poland forgot about it. And if he's not around, he cannot operate. He cannot have the chotzer operate on his behalf to be zochalo, my time de lese gabe, de lizkile. So the premise here is that we're certainly talking about a chotzer shenim shtameres, and a soda is in fact a chotzer shenim shtameres in general, with unless we know otherwise, and in certain exceptional cases. And the only way that in the case of zochur Meikar, that he, the Baal HaSodah, can be Zoche, is if the Chotzer, which is the Sodah, which is Eid Mishtameres, becomes like a Sodah Mishtameres through Omed Bitzad Sodeu. So now, let's understand the Bryce. The Bryce is saying like this. He's in the city, and he's claiming that he knows about the Omer in his Sodah in the Pole and forgot it. It should not be Shikha. You might think, right, Yochol, we're going back to the Brisa, Lo Yei Shikha, which means we're going to prove that it is Shikha, despite the fact that the Bailim in the ear are yelling and screaming that I don't want it to be Shikha. And Talmud Lomer, how do we derive this? It says, B'sodeh V'Shachachta. Meaning, when you're in the Sodeh, then we need V'Shachachta. We need that you, so to speak, validate and certify the Shikha of the Poalim in order to make it into Shikha. You become the Baal HaBayis here, you become the Tarti Mashma, you're the Baal HaBayis here on the Shikha, it's your control, and you determine the Shikha because you have the Sada to operate on your behalf, and you want the Sada to be Zocha for you. But if you're in the city, and again, the Sada is a Chotzer Sheinim Mishtameres, then we don't need the Shikha of the Baal HaBayis. The Polim Shikha is enough, and it becomes Shikha. And the reason for that is since the Baal is in the city, he doesn't have the ability to use his Sada and activate it to be Zoch on his behalf on this Omer. And therefore it's clear cut, it's clear and cut in this Braisa that if a person is Omer B'tzad Sadeh in a Chotzer, Shein HaMishtamer situation, he's Zoch HaMimitziyasa. We learn from this Braisa that only if the Baal HaSod is Omer B'tzad Sadehu, then his declaration of Omer Shechu Polim Lo Yei Shikha is meaningful, and he's Zocha through the Chatzah because he's Omer B'tzad Sadehu. But if he's Ba'ir, that's what the drush of this Braisa is, but Sodeh V'Shachachta V'lo Ba'ir. Meaning that in this case, what does it mean V'lo Ba'ir? That when do we need the V'Shachachta of the Baal HaSod, that's only if he's Basada V'Shachachta. But if it's not Basada, but it's Ba'ir, we don't need V'Shachachta. We don't need the Shikha of the Baal Bayis. The Shikha of the Polim is sufficient. Now, there's a Machlokas Rishonim. In the case of Baal HaBayis Ba'ir, do we need his Shikha at all? The way we're presenting it, and we are influenced here by Rashi, Divrei Maskil Aval, is that when the Baal HaBayis is in the city, the Shikha of the Polim is the Shikha. And that's it, period. We don't need the Shikha of the Baalim. However, Tosis, Divrei Maskil Zohar, and you'll find this in other Rishonim quoted in the Shittim Kubetzes, they are of the opinion that even if the Baal HaBayis is in the city, the Shikha requires his Shikha as well, not just the Shikha of the Polim. Simple reading of the text of the Gemara would indicate that Tosfos and the Ritva and other Rishonim are correct, that you do need the Shikha of the Baal HaBayis. It's not just the Shikha of the Polim, and because the language of the Gemara is Zohar Ulevasov Shachach. And simple reading that those words would be that there was the Baal HaSodah was Zohar, and the Basov Shachuch, the Baal HaSodah was Shachuch, not just the Polim. And really, you need the combination of two. You need, in order to be considered shikha, you need the shikha of both Baal Bais and the Polim. And the lashon of the Gemara of Zocher L'Bsof Shachuach indicates that the same person who is Zocher is the same person who is Shocheach. It cannot be just the Polim themselves. So the Baal Bais has to be Shocheach through the Shichas HaPolim. And it says over here, Hainu she'im iniach shom es ha'omer midat v'som ha'kach she'apol v'yikhu v'sof heim shochu zen ekshe she'gam hu shochach. So it's not clear whether the requirement according to these Rishonim Shichas HaBaal Bais in addition to Shichas HaPolim is an actual mitzias, a reality of Shichor. It means that he, the Baal Bais, depends upon the Polim, and therefore the Shichas HaPolim, in effect, is considered the Shichas Baal Asod. So that's a whole discussion here. But as far as we're concerned, what we need to know is that from this Braisa and the way we understand the Braisa, it's clear that in the case of a Chatz Hashenim Shtameres, where the Baal is in the ear, and he's not Omi B'tzad Sadeh, the Chatz cannot operate on his behalf. Now, according to those Rishonim will hold that even if the Baal is in the city, we still need Shichas Baal Abayis as well. We have the Ran. The Ran says that the difference between Baal Abayis Be'ir and Baal Abayis Be'Sod is that when he's in the Soda, then the Shichas Baal Abayis has to come before the Shichas HaPolim. If the Shichas HaPolim comes first, then automatically, in the case of the Omei B'Sok Sadehu, the Sodeh is Zocha on behalf of the Bailim, and the Shikha of the Polim is ineffective to create Shikha. And even if the Baal Bais is Shochech later on. But in the case where the Baal Bais is in the city, even if he was Zocha L'Sok Shachuach, in this case, the Shikhas of Polim came before the Shikhas Baal Bais. And since the Sadeh cannot be Zoch on his behalf because it's a Chatz Hashenim Shtameres and it's not Omeid B'Tzad Sadehu, therefore the Shikha of the Baal Bais at the end is a Shikha. Again, we're going according to those Rishonim who require two Shikhas, the combination of A plus B of the Polim and the Shikha of the Baal Bais. And even though he was Zocher L'Besov Shachuach, the Besov Shachuach is meaningful in itself because the Zocher cannot create a Zchias HaSodah since he's not Omei B'Tzad Sodeu. The Gemara now tries to suggest a different way of establishing the integrity, the inner integrity of this price. Says the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know that you're pshat in the Braisa is the correct pshat? Dilma, maybe I can interpret the Braisa a little differently. Gzeras HaKosevi, the Besode Nehevi Shichacha, that if the Shichacha was in the Sode, then it's Shichacha. Okay, but Be'ir Lo Nehevi Shichacha. If the Baal Bais is in the city, and he remembers that he forgot, or his Polim forget, that's not Shichacha. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel Dilma Gzeres HaKosevi, at the end of Rashi says, V'holchi komer yochol yehei Shichacha. Yochol yehei Shichacha. Our girsa was yochol lo yehei Shichacha. Rashi is now revising the language of the Braisa and taking out the word lo, so that yochol yehei Shichacha. I might think that in the case where the Baal Bais is in the city, I might think that that shikha is valid. Tamalom v'shachachta omer basada. It's got to be basada. There's no shikha in the city. And that's what we derive from v'shachachta omer basada, basada v'shachachta v'lo be'ir. If that be the case, then there's no proof from this braisa as far as the din of zchiyah in a chatz sheinu mishtameres. such as we saw in the first interpretation, that if the Baal is in the city, and the Chutz, of course, is Eina Mishtameres, therefore, the Shichas HaPolim is meaningful and effective to create Shicha, because there's no possibility of the Sada being Zoch on his behalf. Machenkin, if the Baal is in the Sada itself, he's Omi Vitzad Sadehu. Now, in this interpretation of the Braisa, the new one, the substitute one, the role of a chotzer to be zoch is totally irrelevant. We're just trying to establish which and when shichacha, which shichacha can engender the same shichacha. Omakra, the Torah wants to say ki. The Torah says, "Ki I'll read the whole pasuk. Ki siktzar ktsircha v'sadecha v'shachachta omer v'sada lo sashuv lekachto." Lo sashuv lekachto implies that he, the balabais, the balasada, has left the premises and now he's coming back. And the Torah gives him a lav to say, "Don't go back." Lo rabo shichas ha'ir, that you are havamina, that there's only shichacha, a meaningful shichacha in the sada, but not a shichacha in the ear, is not correct. It's being rejected by this special yalfus of lo soshiv lekachto l'rabo shichas ha'ir. And even though the shichah was in the ear, nevertheless the shichah is shichah, and he's not, the Baal HaSod is not allowed to go back and take the omer. So as we said before, this proves nothing about us, about chotzer, and Chotzer Sheinim Shtameres, and Omid Tzatzadeh, etc., etc. This is only a Gzeres HaKosuv to establish that Shikacha is Chal Bein Be'ir Bein B'Sada. Not the way you had it, that the Gzeres HaKosuv was coming to teach me that Shichas Ha'ir is a problem because the Sada cannot be Zoch on behalf of the Bailim. So the Gemara asks the question now, how can you derive from the Pasuk L'Soshiv L'Kachto to teach me that the Shicha even in the ear, Haimi Boy, we need that Pasuk L'Lav, in order to teach me that there's an Averis HaLav if the Baal HaSada goes back and he takes the Shicha for himself? And the Gemara answers him, Cain, if the Pasuk is only coming to teach me a Lav, Neima Krat should have said Lo Si Kachenu. That would be a normal way of phrasing it, of formulating it. Don't come and take this shichacha. You're not let it. There's an isul kicha shichacha. My lo soshuv. What's the innuendo here? You know, the special meaning of lo soshuv. It means that you're l'rabba shichacha here. You're already in the city. Don't go all the way back to your sada in order to be zocha in it. Vakati mi boile. Now the Gemara has another question. We still need this pasuk l'soshiv l'kachto for a different halacha, k'disnan, as we saw in the Mishnah in Peah Perek Vav. In the Dinah of Shich, it says that a yochid who begins to collect omrim, mi rosh shuras omrim, okay, and he forgets one omer, or more than one omer, in the sof shura l'fanov, so he's on the top shura, and he forgets something in the shura that's lefanov, is I might think that's also shichacha. The answer is no. Lefanov ain't shichacha. If he still hasn't gotten to that shura yet, he's holding in shura A, and he's not yet up to shura B, the shichacha of shura B is not chal. But shaliachrav ye shichacha. If he's already gone through this particular shura, Barash shura, now he's up to the second shura, now he forgets an omer that he skipped over, an omer me'achorov, then it has a din of shicha, shehu be'baltosh, if it's included in the Isar baltoshiv, ze'akal kol shehu be'baltoshiv is shicha, kol she'eno baltoshiv eino shicha. And all this is derived from the Pasuk L'Altoshiv, because the Baltoshiv is telling me that if you're going backwards, you're not allowed to go backwards, that's called Yachorov. But if it's not called Baltoshiv because it's Li'Fanov, that's not called Shichacha. And if this be the case, the Mishnah clearly uses this Pasuk L'Altoshiv L'Kachto for deriving and establishing the Dine Shichacha. It's not coming to establish that there's such a thing as Shichas Ha'ir. Ella, therefore, Omar of Ashi, Rav Ashi has to say that the din of Shichas here is not derived from the Pasuk of Soshav Lekachtu, but from a different Pasuk, Omar Krah. And again, we go back to the Pasuk, Sikta Ktircha B'Sadecha, V'Shachachta Omar B'Sad L'Tosh Tzach L'Ger L'Yosel Amon Yia. And the word Yia is extra. Yia L'Rabo Shichas Ha'ir. The extra word is coming for a ribui. Again, there's no indication in this extra word that we're talking about ear, but we want to know what's this deal with a shicha be'ir. So the balbais is in the ear, and the polim left back in the sud of the omer, and the year is coming as a ribui to teach me that that engenders a din of omer. I'm sorry, a din of shichacha on that omer, even though the balbais is in the ear. Now, we had Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that's how we started this sugya, that a chotz sheni mishtameres is not kone unless the bala chotz is omi v'tzad sadeyu, v'chein omar ula, v'chein omar rabba. Both ula and rabba add that same condition that in the case of a metzia that's in your sadeh and you want to, or maybe you declare, we discussed this before, Zachzali Sadai, then if you are Ome Bitzad Sadeu, you are Kone the Metzia. But again, keep in mind that that's the ratio of our mission, and that's conditional on the fact that the Metzia is Eina Yechola Livrach. You know, he can't run away Chutz L'Sadeh. The Gemara asks the Kasha. Who asks the Kasha? Rabbi Abba asks this Kasha to Ula. You'll soon see that Ula is not impressed by this Kasha. But Rabbi Abba has a Mishnah in Master Sheni Perkei that tells, records a story. Baisa of Rabbi Gamliel is Kenim. Amongst these Kenim were Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, was Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. They were all Shayuboyim b'Sfina. They had taken a trip by boat, and Rabbi Gamliel reminds himself that he had left back in his house fruits or grains that were not meisered. Tosis quotes Rashi in Kiddushin. Take a look at Tosis Divrei Maskil Isur, that Rabbi Gamliel was afraid that back in his house his household members would rely on the fact that he was ma'aser them, because there's a famous chazok al chover shein emotzi miyodo tachas yodo dover shein emesukal. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel felt it was absolutely urgent to be mafresh ma'aser and be metaking those payers back in his hometown, back at home. Now, Tosis is a little bothered because this chazaka of a chaver only applies after the chaver's death, or if the chaver's inaccessible, he went to a far-off place, and we're not going to expect his return for a long time. Also, okay, for the next kasha Tosu will appreciate a little bit better when we see the Gemara inside, is Omar Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel declares, Isur Shani Osid Lamod. When I get back home, I'm going to separate a certain tenth from Maser, from all these payros. And we're talking again about Maser Rishon that has to be given to the Levi. And it's got to be given as one tenth. Okay? And this touches on Dinim of Omed. And we'll, I don't know if we'll get a chance to discuss that. In any event, Nasun Yoshua ben Chananya, who was a Levi. And here we turn to Daf Yud Alf Omid Beis. Umakomo Muskarlo. The ground under which, or the chotzer, in which these Meiser Peros are located, that is Muskarlo to Rabbi Yeshua. That is rented out to Rabbi Yeshua. That's called Schiras Makom. Now, exactly how Rabbi Yeshua's Kone that makom, perhaps he paid something, whatever token he paid, and that was a kinyan mos, a kinyan kesef, with regard to karka. And Rabbi Yeshua declares in that Mishnah that maser min ha-maser shekibalti mirabbi Gamliel, one-tenth of the maser that I received from Gamliel, which I'm going to be giving, should be given to Elazar ben Azariah, who is a Kohen. Now, I'm not sure why he gave a tenth to a Kohen. That's a very exorbitant amount of truma. But again, makom muskalo. And the Mishnah continues and says, V'isur acher shani osid lamud. Now we're talking about Meiser Oni. Is Nosson Lakiva ben Yosef, he was the Gabbai Tztoka and represented the Aniyim. Kidei sheyizke bol Aniyim. Umakomo muskalo. The makom, the ground where the tenth of Meiser Oni was located, is also rented, in this case, to Rabbi Akiva, who is the agent on behalf of the Aniyim. So the Gemara immediately asks, what's going on over there? They're on a boat. Ki Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Bitzad Sadeus, Rabbi Gamliel, Hayuomdim? They were in a Svina. How could the Makomo be Muskarlo? Okay, fine, it's Muskarlo. But how could it be Kona the Masers in a Kenyan Chotzer when the Baal HaChotzer is nowhere near them? And again, we're assuming here that we're talking about a Chotzer She'eno Mishtameres. And therefore we see that a chutz can be kona, even if the bailim is not omi b'tzad sadeo. How could Ula say that chatzer shalodim kona lo without the knowledge of the bala chutzer, only if he was omed b'tzad sadeo? That's a kasha on Ula. So let's go back again for a second to Omen Aleph. And we have Esve Rabbi Abba Ula. How could you, Ula, say that in the case of a Sada Sheni Mishtameres, you need Omeid Bitzad Sadeu? Here, Rabbi Gamliel is giving to Yoshua and to Akiva a Chotzer, in such a way that the Chotzer would be Kone, the Maser, in that Chotzer, when they're so far away from the Chotzer. Tosus Divya Maskel Vechi, which is published a little bit, printed a little out of place over here, Tosus points out, how do we know, and of course, how does Rabbi Abba know, that this Mishnah and the whole story of Rabbi Yeshua is referring to a Chatzah Sheni Mishtameres? So Tosus has a brilliant chiddush here, that as far as Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, the house of Rabbi Gamliel, wherein these parents were located, that's an Eino Mishtameres situation, because all of the tefuah of Rabbi Yishmael was Mishka Babel together. It wasn't separated in such a way that this is the Maser Levi for Yoshua, this was the Maser Oni for Rabbi Akiva. It wasn't designated and separated out, so it's Eino Mishtamer. The Shmir here would be good for Rabbi Gamliel if he wanted to be Zocha, but if he wants the Tanoim, Yoshua, and Akiva to be Zocha, that for them is a situation of a Chatzah Sheni Mishtameres. And yet you see you don't need Omi B'tzad Sadeu. So now Ula is going to come and defend himself against this Kasha. Omar Le, Ula says to Rabbi Abba, Domi, Hai Rabbonon. He talks about Rabbi Abba, who asks his Kasha in third person, in a very secretive way, Hai Mi Rabbonon, that Chacham. He doesn't specify him by name, but he's like Kidalo Gomri Yinish Bishvaita, like he never learned anything in his life. Meaning, Rabbi Ula was not impressed by this kasha. Again, he didn't explain exactly why he's not impressed by this kasha, what answer he had in his back pocket for this kasha. Is that we're going to find out now? Ki Asa L'Sura, when Rabbi Abba arrived in the city of Sura, Omar Lahu, Rabbi Abba turns to the Chacham and he says, Hachi Omar Ula, Hachi Osvi, Osvinise, Osvinse, I should say. This was what Ula said, that a Chatzah Shedim Shemes requires Omi Vitzad Sadeu. This is what I asked from the Mishnah in Masros. Omale Ahumi Rabbanan, one of the rabbis turns to Rabbi Abba and he wants to answer the Kasha. How could Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva be Kona Masros if they weren't Ome Vitzad Chatzerom? Is the answer is Rabbi Gamliel Metaltele Agav Mikarkoi Hiknolehem. It wasn't a king in Chotzer. which requires mishtameres. No, the method of the kinyan that by which Rabbi Gamliel was makne the masros to the tanoim was through agav. What does that mean? If you do a maisa kinyan on karka, through that kinyan that you kona karka, you could be kona any metalta as long as the makne, the mocher, agreed to transfer to you ownership over the metalta, wherever the metalta are, you are kona together with the karka the metalta in. There's no need for a separate independent kinyan on the metalta in. And therefore, and again we're assuming even if the metalta are somewhere in the world, they're not sitting in that chotzer. But when Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva rent, right? They pay rent for the chotzer, for the karka, from Rabbi Gamliel, they were kona the masros agav the karka. How were they kona karka? Let's assume they paid. So that's, we said before, we discussed it as a kinyan kesef. With that kinyan kesef, they kona karka, but at the same time, they could be kona metaltalim. So this is the response and the defense for Ula, which was given to Rabbi Abba by one of the Chachamim in Surah. Rabbi Zera Kibla, Rabbi Zera was very excited about this answer. Again, I'm not sure where Rabbi Zera comes in here. Did I forget something? Let's see, where was Rabbi Zera? Rabbi Osa, can you help me out here? Where's Rabbi Zera? I'm not finding Rabbi Zera. But in any event, Rabbi Zera was Makabel, this teretz. Rabbi Abba lo Kibla. Rabbi Abba was not happy with this teretz. Now, we want to understand why Rabbi Abba is not happy with this Kinyan Agav business. Amar Rava Shapir Ovid lo Kibla. Rava claims that Rabbi Abba is very justified in rejecting this answer. Because if that be the case, why would Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva have to pay money to purchase the chatzer and then willy-nilly own or acquire ownership on the peros, on the metaltalin with agav? They didn't have to pay. V'chi lo ayalehem suda liknos vimenu b'chalipin. They were on the boat. They could just pull off a beged, pull out a beged, or maybe even the yarmulke from or the turban, and use it as a kinyan chalipin. And with that kinyan chalipin, they would be kona the masros. Ella, but rather, tovas hadna eino momin liknos mimenu b'chalipin. It's often having tovas hadna eino momin liknos al gabe karka. The sugya of Rava here that we're learning now postulates an equation, an analogy between agav and chalipin. And the limitations of chalipin apply to agav as well. Meaning, there's something that cannot be subject to a kinyan chalipin, that's called tovas hanoa eino momin, and memela, it cannot be subject to a kinyan agav. And what is that? That's this tovas hanoa. So let's try to understand what this tovas hanoa is, and we can thereby justify why there was no possibility of being kona the masros with the kinyan sudar, and that was the problem that the challenge that Rava was hurling in the direction of the Chachamim. How could it be that Rav Gamliel is not the Bailim on the Maisris to sell it to them? Again, because if he was the Bailim, he certainly would have used Kinyan Suda. The only possible explanation to understand why Rav Gamliel doesn't have Bailis on these Maisris to sell them, sell the Maisris to Yoshua and to Akiva, is because Tovas Hanoa Eino Momin. Meaning that, in effect, once Rav Gamliel is talking about Afrosh's Masa, that Masa that's Mufrash has to go to a specific Kohen, or a specific Levi, or a specific Oni, and the Bailim, once they were Mafresh this Maser, they only have what's called a Tovas Hanoa. They have rights to decide who amongst Shevet Kahuna, who amongst the Aniyim will receive these Masros, Maser Rishon, Maser Oni. And that's not considered Mamon. What does that mean, it's not considered Mamon? And it's impossible, Liknos Mimenu, You cannot be kone a tovas hanoa with chalipin. Chalipin only works on an object, a physical, tangible object. Here we're talking about a dover shem bo mamish, because again, what Rabbi Gamliel is trying to transfer is that tovas hanoa, which is the decision-making process to specify and single out the kohen and the levi, whichever one he wants to single out. And therefore, if tovas hanoa is not moment, it's not tangible, then you can't be kona agav karka. You can't be makne this tovas hanoa agav karka. So therefore, Rava is rejecting this, the teretz of this chad mirabona, this chacham, that Rav Gamliel was makne the maestros ba'agav. And therefore, willy-nilly, we only have one choice here, that Rabbi Abba is correct, that this kenim were able to be kona the maestros bekinyan chotzer. And now we have the proof of Rabbi Abba that Kinyan Chatzah works even if it's a Chatzah Sheinim Shtameres, and it's Ein HaBailim Omei V'tzad Sadeyu. And the Gemara says, V'lohi, the Raya of Rava is not a good Raya. Rava wants to prove from this Mishnah in Masros that Tovas HaNoi in a moment, and therefore they couldn't be makna the Tovas, that Rav Gamliel could not be makna the Tovas HaNoah, neither through Chlipin nor through Agav, is what actually presses, or in Rava's mind, demonstrates to Rava that Tovas HaNoah in a moment, from the fact that Rav Gamliel was not makna the Masros Bekinyan Suda. That's not a proof. There's another reason why it's impossible to be makne, to transfer ownership over matnas kuna through chalipin. And why is that? Is matnas kahuna nesina ksiv be, ksiv behu. The Torah in the parasha of Maaser Sheni, in parashas ki tovu dvarm chavav, says, b'yarti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis v'gam nesativ l'levi v'lager l'yosem v'almona. And the Chazal, in Maaser Sheni perkei mishne yud, say, nesativ l'levi, is Maser Levi, and Lagel Yosef Almana is Maser Oni, and since it says in Masros a Loshon Nesina, whether it's Maser Rishon Maser Sheni, therefore you cannot be Konem, becoming Machna the Bekinyan Sudar, Bekinyan Chalipin. That's the reason. So don't build Rava on the fact that they didn't use a Kinyan Chalipin and derive the conclusion that Tovas HaNoi in a moment, and therefore you can't be makne Tovas HaNoi. No, that's not so. Maybe Tovas HaNoi is moment and you could sell it. The reason why they didn't use Chalipin is because here the Torah says Nesina, and Chalipin does not constitute, does not qualify as Nesina. Why? Chalipin derech mekach u'memkar hu. In the case of Chalipin, the kinyan is derech mekach u'memka, meaning I give you kelim and you give me the tmura, you give me the meiser in return. And that's not going to cut the mustard with regard to maser, because nesina ksivbe. And derech mekach u'memka is not nesina, but I give this to you, you give this to me back, you pay me, and there is a tmura, there is a payment, a compensation. But if you're asking about metalton agav makarki, and I'm assuming now that Tovas HaNoah Momen Havi is Nesina Alimtahi. That is a Nesina. Then if we're talking about Agav Karka, then Ula really has a good explanation as to how they were able to, Rav Gamliel was able to effectuate this Kinyan, even though there's no Omi Betzad Sadeu, it wasn't through a Kinyan Chotz, it was rather through a Kinyan Agav. So don't disprove. And this is the final answer to Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba wanted to quote this Mishnah in Masros to disprove the thesis of Ula that in a chotzer, Sheinim Shtameres, you require absolutely Omei Besod Sada, which the case in Mice seems to contradict that. No, the answer is that wasn't a case of Kinyan chotzer, but rather it was a case of Kinyan Aga. Now, Rav Papa is going to offer a different answer to the same question that Rabbi Abba raised to Ula. And this is not the Yishuv that we saw of the Chachmei Surah, Rav Papa Amar, the reason why Rabbi Gamliel was able to effectuate this kinyan on the Maestros to Yoshua and Akiva, even though they weren't standing beside Soda Shavero, is because Das Acheres Machno Som Shiny. There's a loch of Das Acheres Machta. When a person is Machna Chafetz, that belongs to him, he transfers ownership to someone else. And the object that he's transferring is located in the chotzer of the kone, the recipient. Even if that chotzer is einam shtameres, and even if the kone is not omi b'tzad sodeyu, nevertheless, the kinyan chotzer is operative because of das acheres machne. In other words, das acheres machne, this is a singular, an exclusive relationship between a machne and a kone. The welt, the world out there is not related to this transaction. There's no possibility for anyone else to acquire ownership of this object in the chotzer because the object is owned by the machne. And he, the machne, the mocher, wants to give it to one person exclusively, and that's to the kone. And in such a case, the kone can receive this kinyan, and the kinyan itself can be effectuated, even if that's a chotzer she'einam shtameres without omi b'tzad sadehu, like in that our case of Gamliel in the Mishnah Masros. And this has nothing to do with the mitzia. A mitzia in someone's chotzer she'einam shtameres is a problem because anybody wants to get access to this mitzia. And if the chotzer is open from all sides of hefker, then everybody who wants to get a hold of this mitzia, make a kinyan on the mitzia, is going to have access. He's going to push and run and so forth to get first dibs, to get there first, kolakonim zocha. And in such case, Ula says, then the balachotz is not kone, unless he's only b'tzad chatzero, because in the case of mitzir, where there's no das acheres makta, anyone has the right to be zocha, and anyone can be zocha. And that's a problem in chotz sheni mishtameres. However, in the case of makna and kone, in the case of a mocher, for example, there's a das acheres makna. And that's Rav Papa's answer here. The Chacham could be Kona the Masros of Rav Gamliel, and they were Kona B'Kinyan Chotzer, and we don't need a Kinyan Agav. They were on a Sfina that's not, they're not Ome B'Tzad Chatzero. Is the answer is because here it's Das Acheres Machta. Rav Gamliel had a deliberate intention to transfer ownership over the Masa to Yoshua too, Akiva exclusively, not anyone else. Therefore, the fact that the chotzer was pasuach lirvacha, was open on all sides, and it's accessible to everyone, that doesn't in any way be mafkia chotzer. And you see clearly, Rabosai, that when we speak about a chotzer she'einam shtameres, and Ula's prerequisite of omei b'tzad sodeyu, we're not saying something inherent in the chotzer. The chotzer per se is royal akinyan. There is a kinyan chotzer, even beina mishtameres, without omi b'tzad sadeyu. The chotzer is royal liknos al yoda. The problem is that who's going to be zocha in this case, on the object that's, you know, running, that's trotting through the reshus, the soda of Reuven. Reuven's the bala soda, and the animal is waggling and along in his chutz, and he wants to be kona. Wait a minute. If the chutzer is accessible to everybody, everybody wants to be kona. So the existence or the reality of the location of the object in your chotzer, Mr. Bala chotzer, doesn't really prove a thing. It doesn't demonstrate kinyonim. A chotzer has to demonstrate a kinyon. Again, it's not that we're saying this is not a chotzer. It's a chotzer, and you can be kona with this chotzer. And araya, if we only bring in the Bala chotzer to have sit him down, you know, next to the scarecrow in the middle of the soda, then Enoch Inami would be kona through chotzer. But the proof, actually, that chotzer, even if it's einam mishtameres, etc., is a chotzer liknos bo, the fact that in das acheres machta, like the case of Rav Gamliel and the Mishnah Masros, we do validate the kinyan chotzer, even though it's not mishtameres, even though it's not omi b'sadeh. And now, Rav Papa wants to support his approach, his thesis, mina temra, from whence can I show and demonstrate that this das acheres machta locha has a power that it could substitute for Tzarech Lamod B'Tzad Chatzero. This not, we learned in the Mishnah, Ra'al Som Ratzim Achar Metzia, if there was a Tzvi Shavur, or Gozlos Medadadim, right, the Gozlos were too young to be Poreach, and the Baal Soda says, Zochsili Soda, Sodai, Om Rabbi Yirmi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, V'husha Ratzach Remu Magiyam. Which, if you translate that literally, it means that the only time that the Bala Chotzer, the Bala Sada in the Reisha, can be Zochan this Metzia is only if he's running after these Gozals, after this Tzvi Shavur. He's interested in grabbing them, of course. And he could grab them before they run out of his field. If before he arrives at and gets close proximity to these animals, they've already flown the coop, right? The Yechom Livrach Misotei, then he wasn't Zochen it. That's what Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Yochanan are saying over here about our Mishnah. It's got to be Magia Ratzal Achreim Umagion. Now, boy, Rabbi Yirmi had a Safek B'matonahech. What's the din if a person gives a Tzvi or Gozlos to his friend? And they'll locate in his friend's chotzer, and he wants to give it to them as a gift. What's the din in this case? Should we say that the Baal Chotzer is not zochen this matana, unless it is yachol loritz achreim letofsam, or should we say that the matana itself is afilim rotz lo yitfosam yizke? Rabbi Yirmiyah raised the possibility that if it's a case of matana, then you don't add this condition, this requirement of rotz aleim achreim umagion. The kibli b'nei Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, and Rabbi Abba accepted. He seconded the motion on this svara, the chiluk that Rabbi Yirmiyah is making, that matana is different than metzia. And my timer, the only logical reason we come up with that is lav mishum the das acheres makno some shiny. What does it mean, das acheres makno some shiny? It means that in the case of a metzia, there's no das acheres makno. There you need yochel loritz achreim v'yagiyam. Why? Must have chotzim ishtameres who v'baylom v'tzad sedeim, where there's no das acheres makno. In the case of metzia, that's a weak kind of a kinyan, meaning you have to do a strong kind of a kinyan, because there's no supplementary element here. Mashenkin, in the case of matana, where there's das acheres makno, there you're halfway through the kinyan by virtue of the das acheres, meaning that the nosein amaton is actually delivering the object into your chotzer, and in this case we don't care if somebody else could grab it. If somebody else grabs it, that would be gzela mamish. There's a das acheres makta. Now, from the opinion of Rabbi Abba, midaitish Rabba, Rav Papa brings a proof that when there's das acheres makna, then the kinyan is a stronger kinyan, and less, requirements or conditions have to be met in order for the kinyan to be validated, and therefore you don't need omi b'tzad sadeh in order to be zochin chafatzim that are resting, that are locating there in the chotzer, because there's das acheres makna, and that really strengthens and clinches the kinyan. Rav Simi brings a raya from the laws of get to be docha the words of Rav Papa. And this whole distinction of Rav Papa, which is a shame because we were very excited about Rav Papa. Omale Rav Simi le Rav Papa, hare get the das acheres makna osa, and nevertheless v'yomar ula is v'hu shalmenes v'tzad beisa v'tzad chatzera, meaning in the Mishnah in Perek HaZorek, on Daf Ayin Zayin, it says HaZorek get le'ishto v'hi betoch beisa betoch chatzera reizu megureshes. That when is a woman miscarriages through her chotzer, that's only when he betoch beisa, and what that means is, Ula says, omedes betzad beisa betzad chatzera. So you see that even though there's a das acheres makna, nevertheless, you still require omedes betzad chatzera. And that's against Rav Papa, who says that the requirement of omi betzad sodeu, which we formulated in the case of in the statement of Ula, is limited to a case of Metzia, doesn't apply in Das Acheres Makna. So the Gemara answers, no, forget about Rav Simi's argument, because shiny get is different. The Isay Balkarcha, get requires a very strong kinyan because there's no daskone. The daskone of the isha, in this case, to receive a get and be zocher to get is completely circumvented. It's completely absent. She's not interested in receiving a get. And if that be the case, if we're talking about something that's balkarcha, how could hachatzah be zocher on her behalf? Okay, I'll grant you this dasacher smakta. The megarish is interested in being makna of the get, but nevertheless, we have to upgrade the requirements and the conditions for this chotzer to operate on her behalf because she can be miskareshes bal karcha. So at least chotzer we need omedes b'tzad sadeu, and this sugya would seem to indicate that omedes b'tzad sadeu doesn't even require a ratzon and a das in the classical sense, or at least that's how we see it in the case of get, where there is no din of das. There's a din of das megarish, but not das hamiskareshes. But we need, nevertheless, omedes b'tzad chatzera. In other words, the chefta of a chatzer, as it's defined in reality for halachic purposes of kinyan, if it's eino mishtameres, requires omed b'tzad chatzera. And as we discussed at great length, it's because with a chatzer sheni mishtameres, there's no shlichus. So that even though a woman for Kabbalah Saget could appoint a shliach on her own behalf, but nevertheless, in this case of a chatzah, the chatzah is not operating as a shliach because it's ainu mishtameres. You know, the basics of shlichus is to guard the object on behalf of the mishaleach. Elo what? Chatzah could work mitam yad. Yeah, but when is chatzah mitam yad? For that we need omeid b'tzad sadeu. He's got to be samuch to the chatzah. And then it becomes an extension of his yad. And that's why, in the case of get, Ula made the stipulation that she could be kona get with a chatzer only if she's omedes b'tzad beisa b'tzad chatzera. But as a general rule, universally, das acheres makna, as we saw in the name of Rav Papa, would operate to substitute for the requirement, to drop the requirement of omed b'tzad sadeu. However, Rav Sheshes is not excited about this answer. Maskevler of Sheshes, Breder of Idi Velav Kalvachomeru. Shouldn't the logic be just in the opposite direction? Ma get the Isabal Karcha. You see that the Kenyan operates Bal Karcha. In other words, if she receives the get against her will, the Kenyan is still Chal. That makes this Kenyan Kal, Kal with a Kuf. You know, it's relative to other kinyanim where you need, of course, the das kona. Here you don't need the das kona, yet the kinyan is chal. And yet, despite that, Ula made the comment, the condition, that e omedes b'tzad beisa u'b'tzad chatzera in e lo lo. She is not zocha through her chatzera again unless she is omedes b'tzad chatzera, despite the fact that this is a relatively easy kind of kinyan. Is matana to be daite, where matana requires a lot more in order to effectuate the kinyan, there's a precondition that the zocha, that the makabel, the what we call the kona, has to have das kona. Is lokolshkin, how much more so should we upgrade the conditions and the requirements for that chotzer to work in order to be kona on behalf of the makabel matana? And therefore, we certainly should need a omeid b'tzad sadeu. If we need omeid b'tzad sadeu and get, then certainly we need omeid b'tzad sadeu in the case of a matana. And this is against Rav Papa, who says that a matana is das acheres makta, which substitutes for and completely undermines the requirement of omeid b'tzad sadeu. Now Rav Ashi is going to disprove the raya from get. El Omer Rav Ashi, and here we're turning to Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Chotzer. In other words, this din that a chotzer is zocha on behalf of the owner of the chotzer, Isra'boi, is derived by the Chachamim back on Daf Yudam and Beis, Mishum Yad. You remember the case of a gazlan, if he steals it by closing his chotzer, he didn't actually take the gzela biyado, but nevertheless, it says Mikol Makom. So there's a din that Yado Shel Adam is like Rishuso, he's Zocha Ti Adam, and therefore Chatzero is also like Yado, it's Rishuso, it could be Zocha on his behalf, and Velo Gara Mishlichus, and a Chatzah should not be inferior to Shlichus. Therefore, Gabi Get the Chovu La, in the case of a Get, which is a Chov for an Isha, that works against her detriment, against her better interests, Ein Chov Li Adam Ella,
befanav. A shliach cannot be zocha in some object on behalf of someone against his ratzon, and therefore chatzah could not possibly be zocha for the chatz for the ish under the law of shliach because it's a chov. And therefore, if there's a possibility of being mezakeh to get through a chutz, it's only b'chutz midin yad. And the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, chutzer ki yada, ma yada besmucha, af chutzer besmucha. And therefore, in order for her to receive her get through a chutzah, she needs to be omed, omed es betzad, chatzer, only then can the chutzer operate midin yad. But gabi matana, in the case of Matana, which is a schus hulo, now we could go back to chatz mitam shlichus, because it's a great beneficial thing for the makabel matana to receive this matana. Is zochin the other shlo b'fanov? We can have a shlichus even without a mini shlichus. That's the chatzer in and of itself can operate as a shliach, and all we need here is das makne, the one who's giving the matana. So with this svar, with this logic, we can explain Rav Ashi the difference between get, where she's not zochin through a chatzah unless she's omedes besad chatzera, as opposed to matana, and maser, where the chachamim, meaning Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva, received the maser from Rabbi Gamliel. There we don't need omed besad chatzera, and the reason for that is because in the case of zchus, the shlichus pasha could work. And therefore, chotzer should not be worse than any din of shliach, where we have a shliach of schia of zoch liyodim shaloba fun. If we don't need bitzad in the case of chotzer mitam shlichus, in the case of zoch liyodim shaloba fun. But that covers the cases of kabbalas matana and kabbalas masros. In both those cases, we can waive the requirement of omed bitzad sadeo omed bitzad chatzero, because zoch liyodim shaloba b'fanav, insofar as we have a zchus here, and the chatzah works as a shliach, which is called zoch liyodim shaloba b'fanav. Where do we require omed bitzad sadehu? That's only in the case of get, where the isha is kone her get through yad, and chutz mitam yad, but yad chutz mitam yad is conditional on omed betzad sadeh. That makes the chutz into a yad. Shlichus can't work because, as we said before, there's no zechus here for the isha. On the contrary, it's chavin, and ein chavin liyodim shelo b'fanav. And now, if we go back to the original statement of Ula, that Ula said that in our Mishnah, you require omed betzad sadeh. There's no das acheres mak. Then, therefore, we need a super duper kinyan of chatzah, and that chatzah can only work through omed betzad sadeh, because a chatzah shenim shtameres cannot operate midin shlichus. Even again, in the case of schus, you know, in the case of get, where it was a chov, there clearly there's no chatzah mishum shlichus. It's only mitam yad, and you need omed betzad sadehu. In the case of a mitzia, which is a schus, there you need omei betzad sadeh for a different reason, because you can't say that this chutz is going to work as a shliach when anyone could come in and has access. It's hefker, it's open, it's eino mishtameris, and anyone wants to be zochen has the rights to be zochen this mitzia. In such a case, shlichus can only work if the shliach is being shomer, and therefore we're going to have to introduce yad again. And if we're going to introduce yad, and we always say that with regard to yad, we have the requirement of omei betzad sadeh to make the chatzar into yado. And now, as far as the Mishnah and Masus is concerned, there, we're talking about a zchus. We're talking about a haknah of a zchus, not like the case of haknah as get, which is not a zchus. And therefore, if it's a zchus, then we can apply the din of chatz midim shlichus, which means zochin liyodim shelo b'fanav, because it is a zchus for these tanoim to be zoche and to acquire ownership through Rabbi Gamliel's haknah on the masros. And therefore, you don't need omed betzad sadehu. We'll stop here.